AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump's offering mixed messages about the path ahead in the Iran war. Sagar Magani has the latest.
The president held no public events today, but in a series of interviews and social media posts, he alternated between saying he's in no rush to end the war and showing confidence there will be more talks with Iran this week, between expressing optimism a deal might be reached soon and warning lots of bombs will go off if there is not one before the two-week ceasefire ends Wednesday.
51 days into this war, and Donald Trump still does not have an objective, a strategy, an exit plan.
Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer notes Iran has not even committed to more talks. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Apple CEO Tim Cook is stepping down after nearly 15 years at the company's helm. In that time, Apple's market value soared by more than $3.6 trillion. Cook will turn CEO duties over to Apple's head of hardware products, John Ternus, on September 1st. However, he will remain involved as executive chairman. And Ed Donahue reports singer David is facing murder charges in the death of a 14-year-old.
The girl was found dismembered in Los Angeles in David's, real name David Burke's, Tesla last year. District Attorney Nathan Hochman says the charges include first-degree murder with special circumstances, lying in wait, committing a crime for financial gain, or murdering a witness in an investigation. There are other charges.
Continuous sexual acts, lewd and lascivious sexual acts, with an individual under 14 years old, and mutilating a human remains of a body.
David could face the death penalty. His lawyers say he did not kill the girl, and they will defend his innocence. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is AP News. Seth Sutel now with the AP Markets Report.
Oil prices climbed following the latest rise in tensions between the U.S. and Iran, while stocks gave back a little bit of their record-breaking rally on Wall Street. The S&P 500 slipped 0.2% from its all-time high Monday. The index is coming off three weekly gains in a row. The Dow edged down 4 points. That's about 0.1%. The Nasdaq Composite fell 0.3%. The price for a barrel of Brent crude topped $95 a barrel again. The relatively muted moves in markets suggest that investors still see a possibility of an agreement that could get oil flowing again from the Middle East. Seth Sutel, New York.
U.S. gasoline prices continued to ease, but only slightly. AAA still puts the national average just above $4.04 per gallon. There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.